Bridge FM with Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomac, and joining us on the phone is comedian Mickey Bell. Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Keith and Sheila, you're the only people I will get up at 7 a.m. for.
That is good to hear. So there's nobody else that you would get up that early for?
No one. Not even creditors. I mean, no one. You guys are it.
I'm so honored. Thank you so much.
So Mickey is going to be doing a show with Jason Crabb this Saturday night at East Columbus Christian Church. And so we're excited for this. And I've seen a little bit of your work in the past, been to one of your other shows. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect to see from your part of the show on Saturday.
The thing about it is when Jason Crabb and I get together, no one really knows what's going to happen. And so we really don't know how to promote it. It's one of those things where if you're not there or it's not captured on video, it didn't happen. So, but you want to come because you just never know. I am always trying my best to embarrass him to the point that he has to leave the stage. And I've done it three times already where I get him to laughing so hard that he cannot continue to sing until he has a moment.
Is that so you get more stage time?
Oh, I get all the stage time. All I have to do is say a few things, get him going, and it's fun for me, Sheila. I don't know what it is. I mean, you're like that with Keith. If you get something on him, you know going to hold it out to the very right moment and then release it and then just watch everything fall to pieces.
Yes, and he does that to me, too.
Oh, does he really?
Oh, well, yeah.
Y'all get paid to do that. Isn't that a wonderful life?
Yeah, sure. But you know what? Actually, Sheila's a volunteer, believe it or not. She volunteers to come in here.
And be abused.
Yeah, see?
At this time of the day?
Yes, so isn't that incredible?
We're doing a benefit singing for you, sister.
Thanks, I'll need it.
She really should be a saint. I mean, seriously, you know? Really should be what's happening here.
I was just wondering, is she like Mother Sheila? Is that how we're supposed to refer to her?
No.
Mother Sheila, Sister
No, I'm
Sheila.
Just a Lutheran chick that loves to hang out with Keith.
There has to be a joke in there somewhere, but I'm not quite pulling it up at the moment, but there has to be.
There's plenty in there. It's just not for this station.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's probably best. All right, so tell us a little bit about some of your work with mental health, because I was interested in this. I know that you have this devotional book, so tell us about that, and tell us about some of your work with NAMI. We've done some of that with South Central Indiana NAMI, so tell us where that's coming from.
Yeah, well, it comes from my own experience. I had a point in my life, it's part of my story, that led me to where I am today, where I fell into one of the deepest, darkest pits of depression that a person could ever fall into. Did not want to live. All because of ministry hurt, decisions that I made that got me fired as the pastor of a church. And I was in my home, could not get out, simply because of my emotions. I allowed that to arrest me inside my own home. I thought everybody was making fun of me, talking about me. So the anxiety that I built up would not allow me to function. And so I had to get help. I reached out, found a psychologist who got me hooked up with a physician. I ended up having to meet with them every week for an entire year just so I could get out of the bed. So I know what that feels like. And when I accidentally shared it one night, and I know there's a Sister Holy Karen out there going, there's nothing that happens by accident. Well, this one did, sister. I accidentally admitted one night that I battled this. And the response that we got from the people, all I did was talk about it. And they said, there's power in that. And the amount of people that responded in a positive way because of that said that it helped them and it forced them to go and get the help that they needed, I knew then we needed to talk about it more. So I'm very passionate about talking about my journey in hopes of encouraging other people. I never want people to come and just laugh. That's wonderful that people can do that. And you know what? We're going to laugh. We've already done that this morning. But the one thing that we're going to do after you leave one of our shows, Jason included, is that when you laugh, you're also going to leave with purpose. We're going to give you some instructions on what you can do. So coming to a concert is more than just being entertained. You're going to be inspired, motivated, and you're going to receive the steps you need to take your mental health journey to a whole different level.
More with Mickey Bell coming up on your Bridge FM.
We're talking to comedian Mickey Bell here on Your Bridge FM with Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomac, and he's going to be in concert with Jason Crabb at East Columbus Christian Church tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Find out more on our website, thebridgefm.org. But here is more with Mickey Bell.
And this 60-day devotional, is that something that you should do afterwards?
Sheila, I kept getting people saying, man, I wish I could just talk to you every morning. You know, like, because when you laugh and you tear down the walls, then I'm able to, you know, plant the seeds. I'm able to evangelize. I'm able to put those words that they need to hear to help motivate them to take the step toward their healing. And so people said, man, I really wish I could just, there's times I wish I could just talk to you every morning. So I thought, okay, if I were to talk to you every morning, now, of course, my morning would be after 11 a.m., but if I could talk to you every morning and give you encouragement, motivation, humor, whatever, to be able to get up and move and to go after something today, what would I tell you? And so I wrote that down. And what started out to be a week turned into 30 days, turned into a 60-day devotion. And then I went, well, okay, on the 61st day, you're on your own. But I was going to give you 60 days of, if you could get on the phone with me every morning, what would I say? And so we recorded that and then just put that into a book form. And that's what turned into that devotion. So it's kind of for anybody. It's not just for those that battle with mental illness. It could be someone that's having trouble with self-identity. It's for someone that maybe had to start over in life, maybe because of decisions you made or decisions that were made for you, because there may be a single mom out there now who she didn't ask for the divorce. She didn't ask to have to start over. There may be a gentleman who didn't ask for the plant to shut down or for his career to have to start over at the age of 40. So this is kind of for all of that, just to let them know that you're not broken, that God is the type of creator that takes broken things and puts them back together. And so I use that to encourage.
Amen. Well, Mickey, thank you so much for sharing about your mental health journey, about the book, and about what we're going to see on Saturday night as you and Jason Crabb come to East Columbus Christian Church. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you. And Mother Sheila, I will be talking to you later during confessional time.
Okay.
But thank you guys for letting me be a part of the show today.